your time is at hand. As warriors you have come to keep the light burning in all hearts, in all lands. This your work must now begin. Children, clouds are drawing near, shadows cover the land. Freedom must be
That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce. How's everyone tonight? Well, I'm up here in New England, and we've got the leaves falling off the trees, and Mount Washington just got 17 inches of snow. So I wonder what's ahead for the winter. It sounds very promising. Tonight, I have a special guest. Her name is Sharon Lynn Wythe, and she has been on this station for a while, and then she left, and now she's recuperating, and I'm sure she's going to be fine. We're here to talk about the last half of 2021, because we are now at a boiling point, both astrologically and in this country, and this has been under pressure for the last 18 months. What's in store? It's going to be the most eventful part of 2021. Well, good evening, Sharon. How are you?
Hey, doing well, Elizabeth. Always wonderful to join you.
And what are you feeling about what's coming in the next few weeks?
I just feel the intensities are rising. More people are having questions. I feel a lot of fear is coming up. And right now, what's happening at our border in Texas is of great concern to a lot of people.
Of course. But I want to tell you something about fear that I'm hoping I can help everybody with tonight. We can't allow ourselves to go into fear. We can allow ourselves to go into questioning, and you can feel that you've had enough. Those things are fine, but fear is something different. We just can't allow it. So maybe we can tonight help you learn how to transform fear into love, and that would be a great thing for Let's Find Out to sponsor. That's certainly what I'm sponsoring. So the events are going to shed light beyond what we ever thought and how we got ourselves into this mess, like Ollie would say, and how do we get ourselves into this mess, is going to become apparent, which will, of course, bring forth a lot of anger, a lot of feelings of betrayal, reasons that we've been lied to, and perhaps we will manage to avert the powers that be and bring this country back into sensibility. How do you feel about that, Sharon?
You know, I always have high hopes for us. I feel like the basis or the core of us is incredibly good and very pure, and that we've reached boiling points or the top of tolerance points where it's time to take action, be kind to others, be good to our neighbors, and not tolerate things that are incorrect or that absolutely are evil or wrong.
I call that being out of order or out of balance with the energies, out of balance with your soul or with the consciousness.
And I look at it as it's time to stop creating distortions and instead create what is true, real, and lasting.
Well, what the problem is that there are people that have desires. I'll just use electric cars as an example because it's pretty safe. We want to have electric cars because we no longer want to have the emissions go into the atmosphere. I think it's a wonderful idea. I think we should do it. But two things have to happen first. First of all, we have to assure and do more building of electricity and electric central points so that we can meet the supply. Just like we worry about OPEC oil, which is a sin, we should not be worrying about it. But we worry about oil and the supply of oil. We've got to worry about the supply of electricity because electricity deals much more than with cars. It deals with our homes, with our heating, with just about everything. If we don't have electric, we're pretty out of luck. So let's get that developed and let's get those things prepared before we make the switch. Doesn't that make sense?
It just makes common sense. But I think that's what's missing in our world right now is a lot of common sense.
Mm-hmm. Well, according to the astrology, sometime between November 19th and December 3rd is going to be a strong point. We have two eclipses, and one is in Sag, the other is in Scorpio, and those are very powerful points. So there's not going to be any more lockdowns. There will be explosion of emotion if there are. And what's going on with these vaccination mandates is going to become even more explosive. I have to admire the people that are trying to avoid them. And I think we should get more scientific and find out if people really need to have a shot or a booster shot. And you trust your doctor and trust yourself. I do want to remind people that this is a call-in show tonight, and the number to call is 888-627-6008. And ask your questions. You can ask about the virus. You can ask about the vaccinations. You can ask about the border. You can ask about the weather, what's going on in the Pacific Ocean so that we don't have our supplies, which has been very deliberate, and anything that you feel like. Sharon, what's your concern?
My concern is really what's happened as of last night at the border, because locals down there, they've now counted about 300,000 people spread in two main areas of against the Texas border. And they have started fighting with the locals, and fires are, you know, guns are now being shot off, and there's now warfare. And that they have removed a lot of the military and the border guard patrols. My understanding is that they're sending in like SWAT teams and stuff, but a lot of the people that are regularly there have now been removed. And so that concerns me for what's happening at our border. So what are you seeing down there, Elizabeth?
Chaos. I'm seeing my, you know, I do it differently because I fly over and look down. That's how I work with it. And I also tune into the energy. There's a lot of people that are very happy in that area that this is happening, and they're out for vengeance. They're out to be right no matter what. No matter what, they want to have hate, they want to have fear, they want to have power. So it's all a power play for the people that are fighting as well as the people that are ignoring. But don't forget, we're going into Halloween this week, Sharon, and this makes me even more concerned. You've heard about entities.
Yes.
Well, we have good entities and we have aliens. So this is just an energy builder. We have aliens, ghosts, and time shifts going on. And this is the time of year when the veil is the most narrow. So not only do we have what's going on the earth, but we also may have some invasions from aliens and energy from other planets.
Well, my concern would be if children are out and they disappear and get sacrificed or stolen, or we have so much of that going on right now.
Well, this is what I think you should do. This is what they do in New Hampshire. The parents put the kids in the car and take them around the houses and watch them go up and then come back to the car. That's the way to do it.
We did that in Nebraska also, just because it was so cold. It was too cold for a child to walk from door to door. So they had to run back in the car and get warmed up. And
well, then I think that's the safest way to do things. Or maybe you should have a designated parent do it. We do have a call from a Debbie Craig born. She's from New York. Are you there, Deb?
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, how are you? Welcome to Let's Find Out. Did you have a question for Sharon?
No, I was calling on behalf of myself.
Okay.
I have a question.
Go ahead. What's your question?
Okay. I am concerned with what you've been talking about. I think you have a wealth of knowledge. But for my personal, I wanted to know, I'm really trying to move, and I'm very happy to be moving, but I can't seem to find a place.
If you can't find a place, you're being told by spirit not to move. You're in New York City?
Really? I'm just outside.
Where? I know it very well. Where are you in New York?
Oh, Putnam County.
Okay, Putnam County is pretty safe. Unless you want to move
higher up
to New York. Maybe you should just stay there and wait it out, because the energies shift into more moving. You're supposed to have moved already, Deb. If you haven't moved and you can't find a place, Spirit's telling you to stay put until after the springtime, because this is going to lift in July. The planets get much more positive in July. I feel that it would be difficult for you to move at this time.
The owner is making me move.
The
I
owner
have no choice.
Is making you move.
I have no choice. Yeah,
then
they
you
gave
need
me
to start.
Deadline.
You need to start putting out. I'm gonna say you have to love it. First of all, you have to love that you're moving. You have to know that you're going to a safe place, and start a mantra. Start a mantra. I welcome my wonderful new home. I welcome my wonderful new town. Thank you, Spirit, for giving this to me. I have no fear. It's only change. I have no fear. It's only change. Because you're blocking yourself. And you really need to stop
doing
that.
Yeah, I'm finally getting there. I'm finally getting to where what you're saying makes sense. I'm finally getting excited about it.
Ask Spirit to put in your mind the town that you need to move to. And when you wake up in the morning, you might get an answer. Do you know where Brewster is?
I do.
Why don't you think about going over to Brewster and in that area?
I really appreciate this. Thank you very, very much.
Well, thank you for calling. Let's find out, Deb. Good luck. Let us know.
Thank you very much. I will. Take care.
Sharon, we have another caller, Barbara. She is from New Jersey. Hello, Barbara. Welcome to Let's Find Out.
Hello, how you doing? Thank you so much for taking
my
call.
That's my home state. Oh, you're very welcome. What's on your mind tonight, Barbara?
Okay, well, it's an issue actually that's been going on close to a year. I had this solar company. It's called NRG Solar, and they were taken over last year, the end of the year, by a new company. I believe it's run by the Chinese government. I'm really not sure.
That's terrific.
But anyway, the problem is when they put the new meters in, my company started the Atlantic City Electric, which I have very small billing for every month. They started getting regular bills. And I called the solar company. I said, well, there's something wrong with the panel and or the panel, something's not working. And they kept insisting, oh, no, your panels are working. And I know that they, you know, there was something wrong because Atlantic City kept saying, oh, no, the panels are not working. They're
then
not
you
getting
need
out.
To call and an then, electrician, a private electrician. Hopefully you have one that does solar. And they will come over and they will tell you what's working and what's not working. And then you get an affidavit from them and take it to the council or whatever it is.
Okay, well, it's already been fixed. It's already a little bit too late for that. I mean, the thing is they finally sent somebody over from their company. They had a company that deals with the panel. The guy went up there and supposedly it's fixed. But the thing is, I don't really want to keep this company. I really want to get out of the contract because I didn't sign up with them originally, and I don't think they're being honest. So what my question is should I, if I tried to take them to court or to do something legally against them rather than just accept their billing, because I don't want to have to deal with them the rest of my life. It's been really stressing me out the last 8 or 9 months.
Okay. And I just remember something, Barbara, let me talk. Remember something. The law of karma is exact. For some reason, you got mixed up with these people, but change the company immediately. Get it changed, get new people in, and then think about doing something legal. Get it changed first. Get your company in first, and then think about it. Talk to a lawyer or somebody that would make it worth your while. It may not be worth your while. You may just have to accept the loss.
I may just have to stay with that company because I'm trying to get a lawyer, and I wasn't sure if I went to
you
see them, would I
have to stay with the company. That was not what you were instructed to do. What you were instructed to do was to make the change and then look at whether you have a case or not. That's what you're instructed to do. Okay?
What I'm not understanding is I don't really have a choice because they were bought by another company. I don't know what my legal rights are. And if I were to get a lawyer, would I be successful suing them is really what my question
is. Why don't you just make the change first and see what happens? When you're making the change, everything will unfold. Find another company. I guess you're not, but that's okay. I'm still telling you what to do. And you need to try to do it, Barbara. Find a new company. Ask them to manage you and see what that brings.
I could do that legally because I don't know because I signed a contract with the other company. I don't know how that works.
Barbara,
you can do that legally because you do not have a contract with this company. So just switch over first and then notify this company since you have not signed a contract with them. You're no longer with
them. I think she said she did sign a contract.
Oh, so I don't have to get a lawyer. I don't have to get a lawyer.
Not if you don't have a contract, no. You're living in fear, Barbara. You're not looking at your possibilities. You're not using your energy and your power. You're letting you keep interrupting me. That means you're not listening. You're letting these people rule you, and you're believing what they're saying, and it is not accurate. Get another company, and the rest will unfold, and you'll be fine.
Okay? Thank you very much. I just didn't understand.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So, Sharon.
Yes.
That's what's going to be happening to all the people. They're going to get confused. They're not going to be able to understand something that's rather logical. And I know that people don't understand legal needs, but still, even if you're at work, you're gonna get confused on your job with instructions or because there's so much fear. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, what I've noticed also just recently around a lot of people is that they're in so much fear that they just want to talk.
And that's fine.
And And I would suggest that they talk to a tree and they get all that talk out.
Oh, you're taking that out of my book. That came right out of my book, and you know it.
They get it all out and they talk to that tree, and then Absolutely. When they're ready to actually hear an answer, then they can talk to a person.
When they feel the energy coming from the tree, it will empower them. But I do want to go back to what's going on, because the astrology is horrendous from now until the end of January. And I see anger. And you know what anger does? Anger can be good, because anger causes upset and crisis. And when crisis happens, that's when we make changes. People won't make a change until there's a crisis. The girl that has to move was told by her landlord, whereas 3 or 4 months ago, she probably could have moved a lot easier and sensed it. You sense things when you meditate. When you connect to your higher self, to the divine, you sense things before the problem really appears. And people are not doing that. And that is not only the way to handle fear, but it's the first step towards prosperity and abundance.
Well, I think the most important thing at this time period is to stay calm and realize that God is in charge, and that it's all going to end up on the good side eventually.
They're not going to be able to remember that when things get taken away. We're going to have more deaths, more accidents, loss of high-powered leaders. We're going to have virus vaccine struggles, and we're going to have bad weather. All of this is coming together.
And I
know, and a lot of sudden events. When people become angry, the earth reacts, and the earth is going to begin to react. You know, Mount Etna just started again. And in my workbook that I wrote in 2011 about how we're going to have to go through these changes, the first sign was that Mount Etna would erupt. So when I saw that, I kind of got a little shadowy flashback. I wonder what that's going to bring.
I know that when things occur that I look at and the personality of me would label not desirable or bad or whatever, I have to constantly remind myself that I chose to be here at this point in time, and that the soul is the one that's in charge. And if we just can stay calm, we'll happen as it's supposed to happen, and that we are supposed to be doing our best so that God can do the rest. And I constantly tell that to myself, just do my best on a daily basis and God will take care of the rest.
That's called staying in the moment, and staying in the moment is the best thing you can do. But I do have a mantra for that, Sharon, and that is, I give it to you, Lord. I give it to you. I give this to you. This is burdensome for me. It's upsetting my body. I can't eat. I'm too nervous. I give it to you. I surrender. I give it to you. And it's amazing what that will do. It's amazing what shifts. You almost can feel the shift inside of you. And it takes time, because when you're working with spirit, it doesn't happen in your time. It happens in spirit's time.
Yeah, and that's always important to remember, too, that time is very different for spirit than for us.
And that's because everything in the equation has to be settled. For example, if you're in a relationship with a girlfriend and you have a little upset, she may have been having upsets in her life. You may be having upsets in your life. The upset you had together could be feel more powerful than it really was. And all that energy, including everybody outside of the two of you, has to be settled first before the calmness can come in. It's very interesting. I'm writing a new book, you know, called Mysteries Revealed. And this is part of what I want to get out to the people.
You know, I always just think, if we can stay calm ourselves and we literally exuberate that calmness, when we walk into a room, people feel it, and you can feel other people's energy calming down.
Because you really can. You really can. That's wonderful. To exude love, to exude just acceptance of the moment. I'm here and I'm here to love. And you do create a wonderful magnetism. And that's how people go into prosperity. You know, the big bad guys love money. The big guys that are doing all this stuff, that are doing all the crime. They love money so much that they crave money. And they create an energy. I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm saying it's an energy. It's a magnet that brings them money. And that's how people do it. Whereas the people that are struggling are in fear of losing their job, in fear of losing their home, in fear of not being enough, in fear of not having a good enough education. And you can go on and on. It's very interesting. But staying in the moment, surrounding yourself with white light, and giving it to God and saying, I am safe. It's only change. I have everything I need. Thank you, Spirit. I am happy, whole, and complete. Good stuff. It's not easy to do because you just want to scream and maybe break all the glasses in your house. But that's your anger. But you can get around it. It takes time. And music helps. Richard Schumann's music that I play here every week helps, as well as Ardas.
I just think it's so important to have music that calms you. It seems to help keep the calmness there, even when you're dealing with something that's challenging.
And it can be there when you're in chaos. It can calm you down. I had a lady in Atlanta that I worked with this weekend, and I sent her Ardas, and she played it in the hotel room, and everything came together for her within 2 hours.
Nice.
Yeah. We have another caller. Her name is Julie. She's from North Carolina. Hi, Julie. How are you?
Yes. Hi, Miss Elizabeth. How are you doing?
Good. What's your question tonight?
Okay. I have a question. Maybe it sounds silly. I have some kind of health issue, and I've been to several doctors, and they don't seem to have an answer for me. What it is, my hair is thinning. You know, I'm not bald, but it's thinning, especially around the crown area. And every doctor I go to has a different answer, or either they're puzzled. Any ideas what's going on? What is my body trying to tell me something?
I don't think so. I think it's natural for your timeline and that it's in your DNA. It's just what you came in with. It's in your DNA. There are treatments to help with that. Sharon, do you know of any? You have the most beautiful hair in the world, so you must be able to help her because I have thinning hair.
Thank you. Oftentimes when hair starts to thin, it's because you haven't done a parasite cleanse in a lot of years, and it's time for you to do a parasite cleanse. And when your hair starts to thin and fall out, it's literally telling you it's time for a parasite cleanse, and that's what I'd start with.
What is that? How does one do that?
I would go to Hulda Clark, H-U-L-D-A, Clark, and I would look up her website, huldaclark.com, and I would go to Parasite Cleanse, and I would follow her directions and get what she says you need.
So, parasite, are you meaning like an insect or something?
No, yeah, honey, it's something inside your body. It can be inside your intestines, or it can be on your scalp, one or the other. Do you use a good shampoo?
Yes, I do. You know, it keeps my hair soft. Very good shampoo. Reason why I ask, all the women in my family have thick hair. My mom had very thick hair. So, and even the men, well, not necessarily thick hair, but they didn't go bald or thin.
Well,
out.
What you need to do is to do a cleanse. And there's probably plenty of people on the internet. You can type it in at Yahoo. But go to Hula Clark, like she told you, because she's experienced with that. And that should help you, Julie. It's going to take some time, but I do think it will help you. Do you wear wigs?
No, not at all. It's not that bad. But see, I used to have thin hair, but over the last year, it's been thinning.
Mm-hmm. Well, see if you can get that done. And I also know there's foods that you can eat, but that would be on the internet. You can certainly type in your questions and get some good holistic answers as to foods you can eat or not eat, as well as a treatment. Don't you think, Sharon?
Yeah, it's really easy, but I would definitely start with Hulda Clark. her website for parasite cleanse. And you can get parasites from eating walnuts, from eating different kinds of meats, depending on how they were processed and where the animal was ahead of time. I mean, don't feel guilty that all of a sudden you have parasites. That's just a normal part of life. And I want to say every 2 to 3 years, it's very normal for us to do a parasite cleanse. And like Elizabeth said, I have this huge amount of hair. I lose a whole bunch every day. I always joke that I shed worse than a dog, but I still have a huge amount of hair. But then I, on a regular basis, do parasite cleanse. And I think that's why, because if you have parasites in your body, that's one of the first signs. And a parasite cleanse is really easy to do. It's not unpleasant. The only thing I would remember for you is while you're doing the parasite cleanse, sleep on your left side so that the very last night you can get cramps if you're sleeping on your right side. It's the way the body works. So just sleep on your left side, and that's the whole key. And then it's easy as it can be.
Is that what causes a lot of times for people to have diseases in their body?
I think diseases...
No, wait a minute. Julie, you're getting very involved here, honey. This is very simple. Everybody has parasites. Yours seems to be interfering with your hair. Get a cleanse. It's that simple. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling. Let's find out.
Okay. All right.
Well, bye-bye. Sharon, it's time for us to do our weekly cosmic tip or we're going to miss it.
Yes.
So let's take a break and listen to what's coming up with the astrology this next week. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we'll be back right after this.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your stargazing report, week of October 25th through October 30th, 2021, and a little bit of Halloween. Get as much work done as you can on Monday, because after that day's energetic trine in the air signs between the Gemini, Moon, Mars, and Jupiter, the late afternoon pulls in the Scorpio Sun, which can weaken the energy considerably. This is an unrealistic period where people are acting in a very dreamy fashion without considering the consequences or feasibility of any actions when their dreams come true. This shift is evident at Tuesday's pie in the sky super lazy square of Venus with Neptune. End your day early on Tuesday if you can. Venus challenges Neptune, which can have a spacey, tired, and daydreaming tone to it. Don't drink any alcohol that day. You'll go way out there. If you are in an illusion regarding something, your daydream, your fantasy, your wish come true, this energy will very softly tell you, if you are listening. This energy is highlighted by Wednesday's lunar square of Mercury and the opposition Pluto while trining Neptune. Overly optimistic thinking will be at odds with the real pressures of reality and real life. On Thursday, an extremely obstinate fixed sign T-square between the Leo Moon, Scorpio Sun, and Jupiter is enabled by a sextile between Venus and Jupiter, an energy which will bury its head in the sand, pretending that everything is okay instead of helping to resolve the issues and conflicts. I think that's been going on a lot lately. Thursday is also a good day for social interaction. Enjoy dinner with a friend. Have a good conversation. Hopefully a realistic one. Saturday brings in a definite shift as Warrior Mars moves into intense Scorpio until December 13th. A sense of futility sets in when the Sun squares Saturn. Instead of concentrating on chores or work, it's better to shift your attention over to fun and activities. Now, how about baking some cookies with the children and getting ready for some Halloween fun? Maybe we can go out and pick what costume they're going to wear. Remember, Venus is in boyish Sagittarius, so let's enjoy some chit-chat and partying. Trick or treat! The Scorpio part of your natal chart needs to get moving. If you have natal planets in Scorpio, you can expect the nature of that planet to rise to the surface in your life. For example, if Scorpio is in your second house, which rules the house of money, then you're going to have to look at your finances. If Scorpio is in your seventh house, which is the house of partnerships, then you're going to have to work with your relationships. If it's in the fifth house or tenth house, that's thinking, creativity, and possibly having a good contract come in. It all depends on where it falls in your birth chart. Mars in Scorpio promises a hot and spicy time of the year. Mars is taking you to deep levels to transform you emotionally. It's very good for discussions about your innermost feelings with a close partner, or perhaps you're just getting to know each other. And it's very good for deep talking and planning your desires for next year. Good energy. Plenty of trick-or-treats are in store for this year's Halloween, thanks to the moon sextile to the sun in spooky and haunting Scorpio, with a trine to the sudden and electrifying planet of Uranus. That's the one that brings you sudden surprises. Sometimes they're gifts, and sometimes they're tricks. Trick-or-treat. On Monday, Halloween, the day is under a quiet Virgo moon. This makes it a better day for dressing up in costume, goddess-type ceremonies, and the time when the veils between the two worlds are very thin. Sometimes you'll really see a ghost. Remember, the next day is November 1st, which is All Saints Day. So Halloween celebrates the Day of the Dead and what happens as we die. And November 1st celebrates the rising up and speaking to your angels and guides. The veil is thin, and sometimes we can have a telepathic thought with someone who has recently passed. So take your time, enjoy it, and have fun with those kids. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time, which will be November. My goodness, year sure is flashing by. Thank you for listening.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce and her guest, Sharon Lynn White.
Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and Sharon and I are back to answer your questions. And the number to call is 888-627-6008. So Sharon, I wanted to try to get two messages out tonight. One about the grand finale in December, and two about how to attract safety, abundance, enough food, enough shelter for yourself while we're going through this. I think this is going to be a 3 to 4 month change, and it's going to be very violent. So we're having a breakdown of the old, which brings in the new. But as you know, when that happens, it takes time. Think of going through a divorce and how hard it is to go through a divorce. And bringing in the new would be realignment, setting up a new family, maybe a new love, maybe not, making your children safe and getting to acceptance. And that's what we're going to be going through now. People do not change unless they have to. And we have to go through this fire to get to the other side, to get to a more balanced world. And it's all coming to a head. The realization of the truth is behind it. And this will be a wake-up call for the world. Go ahead, Sharon.
That we're coming out of duality and we're going to be going into oneness. So that's actually
all of that is mumbo-jumbo. Yes, it's true. What is oneness? Oneness is when you're with the love. Oneness is when you can ask yourself, how can I love it? When you're going home and you've lost your job, ask yourself, how can I love it? You can also say, how did I bring this to myself? But if you are out there in these energies and you are hating your job, I don't want to get up. I don't want to go to work. I have to go to work. I don't want to go to work. I hate my job. I hate my boss. I hate my job. You're going to lose your job for sure. If you're getting a paycheck and you're saying to yourself, oh my God, I hope I have enough money for the week. Oh my goodness, I don't think I have enough to cover whatever. That's negative. You need to shift that over to, thank you, this is my energy, I earned this, and I welcome any more that can come along with it. You have to do things in love. If you do things in fear, then you're going to create the fear. If you buy gold, and you buy gold in fear, it's going to bring you fear. So try to change the energy around you so that you can begin to enjoy abundance. And you can use a wonderful thing. You can use lavender. You can use aromatherapy. You can use meditation, which I always recommend. You know what, Sharon? If you do a chakra meditation or any kind of a meditation for balance, your desires are heard in the universe while you're meditating. And that's why we say God knows what you ask for before you ask, because it's in your aura. It's in your energy field. And it can be wiped away and brought into balance again. And then all of a sudden you'll get a call for a fabulous new job and you don't even know how that happened. It happened because it was in your energy and you let go of the fear and in comes the good.
Do you think it's better for people to meditate in the morning, Elizabeth, or in the evenings?
Both. The morning meditation can be, thank you, God, for giving me your energy in my body this day. I'm going to have a wonderful day. It will be a very positive day, and I give my day to you. Then you go out and you have your day. Then when you come home at night, you do nightly review. You look at the day and you look at what you enjoyed about the day and what you maybe didn't like about the day. And then you go to, how did I bring that to myself? I release it and let it go. And it's amazing how your body will stay in balance when you practice these techniques, because God always gives us our opportunities. It's what we do with that energy that counts. And a lot of people stomp it out. Don't you think?
Well, I think a lot of people go on habit or routine and they're not thinking.
That's what I said.
Yep.
You have to listen and you have to realize what the truth is and you have to realize what's behind it. Let's try it again. You have to listen. You have to realize what the truth is and what is behind it. That's the key. That's in my backstage book, Sharon. What is behind the energy of your decision? Is it your ego? Is it love? There's two things. There's fear and love. Are you coming out of fear or are you coming out of love?
Where does apathy fit in there?
Where does what fit in there?
Apathy.
Apathy?
Uh-huh.
Apathy is fear. Apathy is giving up. Apathy is saying to the soul, I don't want to do this anymore. Of course you have to do it. You're here in the body. You have to work through these energies. So apathy is depression, and depression comes from fear and feeling helpless. Apathy comes from giving up yourself, your inner self. If you're doing the meditations and you're reignited every day with the energies that are now here on the planet, you won't have apathy. You may have it for an hour, but then you got to get quiet and go, oh, I'm out of gas. You got to go fill up the car if it's empty, don't you? So empty car is apathy.
Okay, got it. Great analogy.
Well, you know, the car still works, but it's got to have the gas in order to go. It's energy. It is all energy. And if we are all energy, then anything can happen.
Well, I just look at life.
For the world. We're part of the oneness. We're part of the ascension. This is a wake-up call for the world. You've had your problems, I've had mine, and everybody has had theirs.
But
there's not
a
high level of consciousness with our leaders. There's no high level of consciousness with them. They want to take your power away, and they want to have all the answers. But we have to understand that we have our power, and we own our power, and we can do this. We're going to become more empowered as we go through this and connect with spirit. We'll be more empowered. It's like plugging your iron into the wall so that it can heat and you can use it.
Well, I look at this as tumultuous as it's going to be. It's actually a very exciting time period.
It is. If we can get to the end of it, I know it's going to take some time. So we have some dates to look at. We have November 19th. We have December 15th. December 29th, 30th, and 31st will be very difficult. And then we go into the middle of January, January 15th and January 25th. These are difficult times. These are when things happen, like Mars conjunct Saturn or Uranus square Saturn. These are the astrological dates of when we will have difficult energy. What that energy does is up to each and every one of you.
So would you say this is a good time to stay home?
Absolutely. I don't think that you should go out and get into this violence. You really have to buckle down, stay in, and hopefully a lot of you have your supplies for the winter and do the best you can. And you have neighbors. Get to know your neighbors. Get to know your community. And you should lean on each other. I decided to stay in New Hampshire this winter. I know it's going to be a pretty tough winter. But I've had three people come over and tell me that I will be fine. And they'll make sure I'm fine. That's my community.
Yeah, that's fabulous. And you've done that fairly quickly because you really haven't been there all that long.
No, I haven't. But it's going to be interesting to see how everything goes. But everybody will be there to support me. Like if I ran out of energy and I had to go on to the generator, that's all been handled. I have all that set. I'm looking at the practical as well as the spiritual. And the practical is have lanterns, have an alternate way of heating, have an alternate way of electricity. The electricity would be the generator. And we will get through it. Now we have to take a break for the half hour and hear our station break. I know we're a little late, but let's take a break and then we'll be back. We have some wonderful music. I'm playing Sharon's song, A, You're Adorable by Perry Como. We'll be back after this.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. And honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
When Johnny Jones was serenading Mary, he sure could quote a lot of poetry, but he'd much rather tell her what he learned in his speller when they both attended PS 33.
A.
You're adorable.
B.
You're so beautiful.
C.
You're a cutie full of charms.
D.
You're a darling. And
E.
You're exciting.
F.
You're a feather in my arm.
G.
You look good to me.
H.
You're so heavenly.
I.
You're the one I idolize.
J.
We're like Jack and Jill.
K.
You're so kissable.
L.
Is the love light in your eyes. M, N, O, P.
You could go on all day.
Q, R, S, T.
Alphabetically speaking, you're okay. You
made my life complete.
V
means you're awfully sweet. W, X, Y, Z. It's fun to wander through the alphabet with you. To tell
us what?
I mean, to tell you what you mean to me.
We love you alphabetically.
So I just see, and I just look at that date when I'm looking at November 19th, is you've got the endings and the beginnings all.
No. Hi, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and welcome back to Let's Find Out. Sharon and I are having a little discussion about astrology and her numerology, and it's been very interesting. So we were trying to look up the energies of first November 19th, and then December 4th, and then the New Year's Eve. So we'll start with December 19th, Sharon. And what we have is Mars opposing the moon during the eclipse, and Saturn is with Jupiter, and we also have Uranus trining Pluto and opposing, and no, Uranus is on the moon trining Pluto. Pluto is your dark energy. Pluto rules war, it rules sex and death, and it's on Uranus, which rules electricity and what can happen suddenly. So this looks like it's war. It looks like it's secretive because it's Scorpio. It looks like it's some aggression, and I'm not sure what, but that's what I got. But you got some good stuff. What did you get?
I got that on the 19th that we're going to have some things are going to be ending, which makes the room for new beginnings. And it may be endings that we don't like. It may not be desirable. We may not think that they're good endings, but it also makes a way for a new beginning and a new start.
That's like slapping somebody across the face and then having that person that gets slapped realize that they have to make a change.
Right. So
I can accept that.
Yeah. Okay.
We have a call. We have Julie here from Sacramento, California. Very interesting. Hi, Julie. How are you?
Hello. Another Julie tonight. Hi. Hi, Sharon. This is Julie Woodside. I've spoken with you a couple times.
Yes.
I called because I have a decision to make, and I got your thought.
Okay.
I'd ask else input on it.
Talk fast.
So I'm thinking about taking a class that would lead me in a new direction of a.
When is your birthday, Julie? You didn't give your birthday.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's 1/3/1958.
You're a Capricorn.
I am.
Okay. Go ahead.
This class would be, I was thinking of taking a class in remote viewing, and I can't tell either it's a new direction for my life, or it's a distraction from something else I shouldn't be doing that I don't know about yet. Because I'm prone to those too. So I'm not sure if I'm following an intuition or just following a shiny object.
What's your meditation practice, Julie? What's your meditation practice?
Sporadic.
Okay, we can't have sporadic. If you start meditating every day for at least 20 minutes, when you take that course, you are going to have very exciting results. And I would begin tonight. Meditate every day, at least for 20 minutes. And you can play Richard Schulman's music. You can download my chakra meditation, whatever you want to do, Julie. But it will really help you. You just can't go in and do remote viewing until you're ready for it. It's like taking a shower before going out on a date.
My precaution for you, Julie, is that you have a very short attention span. And so remote viewing takes quite a while to really develop and get into. So you're going to have to really have a strong interest in it over a long period of time. And meditation supports that for you to be able to do it and do it successfully. Yes, you can do it and do it successfully, but you like things coming a lot faster than what that's going to come. So you've got to really make a decision. Are you going to be in it for the long haul, even when you're stumbling sometimes?
Yes. Those were definitely my concerns, if I would really actually do it or if I was just, you know, interested for the moment. So
I think so you can do it if you follow protocol, if you get connected to your higher self on a daily basis. And ask yourself to expand and grow with your inner knowledge. You only have to do a little bit, but you're hesitating. You're hesitating with the meditation. Why is that?
Oh, yeah, that's a very good question.
Yep, ask yourself that. It's not for you to tell me, it's for you to tell yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I not going to take the time to meditate? Before even taking the class, taking the time, you're doubting whether you're going to take the class, but take the class. Ask yourself why you're really, part of you is running from it instead of embracing it as a new action in your life. It will be absolutely irreplaceable for you if you can develop it, so it's worth the time.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have to look at too, Julie, if you see something that you may not like to see, but you end up seeing that, are you going to be okay with it? Can you be neutral as you're going in and just understanding that you're getting information and the information is not good or bad, it's simply information.
Interesting.
Yeah, Julie, I had to learn that at a very young age because I would see sometimes like an airplane crash or somebody having a car crash and I didn't know what to do with that information. And I learned from my teacher what to do. You reverse it. You instantly reverse it. If you see a car accident, you back up the cars, you make them whole, and that will take the energy away. That neutralizes the energy. So these are things that you need to know about.
Thank you. I hadn't even considered that part. I was more just worried, you know, if I have a short attention span and lack of discipline, so I was wondering if I was really ready to change that or not.
Only you can decide. And it would be wonderful if you did, because this is the perfect time to take the action. This next year is the year of action. This year we've had the year of expansion, where Julie would get the idea of, hey, can I do remote viewing? I've never tried this before. The answer is absolutely. But you have to work up to it, just like you have to work up to doing a running marathon. You have to work up to it. You have to know the tools you need to build before you start. And maybe you should learn some of the natural laws, too. That would help you.
Some of the natural laws. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Natural laws. Okay. Thank you. Meaning?
They're in my book. I have two books with the natural laws in them. One is my Ascension workbook, and the other one is Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul. Now, that would be an excellent book for you, Julie, because I wrote that. That's my favorite book of all the books I've ever written.
Yeah?
Yes. Seeding and Nurturing. They're all on Amazon.
Cool.
And good luck to you. You can do it. I'm on your side.
Thank you. Thank you both.
You're welcome.
Appreciate
You're welcome.
Your time.
Uh-huh.
Thanks. Bye.
So, Sharon, we've got to get to the place where we're not an instant world. If I can't have it today, I don't want it.
You know, I mean, I look at that namology science took me 15 years to develop.
Oh, sure did.
And
you're always changing it, too. You're always growing with it and changing it.
Yeah, I'm adding to it. Because, like, now I'm doing the health part that I didn't do. Then I was just doing the personality, and that took 15 years. So I look at it, though, and I think if the quality of what you get is directly proportionate to the time that you're willing to put into something.
Same thing with money, same thing with love, same thing with anything. That's really true. We are at the end of the show, Sharon, because we have
fast.
To go into, I know, we have to go into our meditations. I want people to know how to reach you.
The easiest way is through the website knowthename.com. or through the website, thenamelady.com, either one.
Is there a phone number that you have for people?
It's on the website, so that's the easiest to do. And the fastest, though, is it's very clear for what you want, what your choices are, how we can serve you. It's very clear on the website. So you either go, oh, I need to know the name of that website. You go, oh, that was it, know the name. Or you say, yeah, she was talking with the name lady. And so that's also the website, thenamelady.com.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. And I'm sure we'll have you back before the end of the year. I really appreciate you coming on to Let's Find Out.
Always my pleasure, Elizabeth.
Okay. This is Elizabeth Joyce. And next week is our Halloween weekend. So, of course, I'll be on with Frank St. James. And we'll be answering all of your boo questions and your Halloween questions and your ghost questions, and it's going to be a wonderful time. We're going to have a big party, a Halloween party here on Let's Find Out. Now it's time to get ready for the meditation. And the meditation I picked tonight is the healing meditation for the coronavirus, because it's a healing meditation and it's a very deep healing meditation. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. We begin with Water by William Vitalis, and after the meditation, we're going to go out with Follow the Love by Richard Shulman. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. Good night.
Water. It's known by many names. The Moslem. Call it God, the Hindu, call it Pani, the Christian, call it water. But to the cloud, it's all the same. In all the world, nothing soothes the pain like water. Dear sister, water, so humble. If I could wash away the world, if I could wash away the words, if I could wash away the wars over the world, 'cause we all drink from the same cup. It's known by many names, but to our hearts it's all the same. Oh, I can call it water, but I can also call it honey or God.
This is Elizabeth Joyce. I'm inviting you to join us worldwide to help strengthen and build our immune systems against any and all out-of-bounds materials that may come our way. Visualize a sacred flame inside you. It sits between the middle of your hips and your navel. You can feel the energy coming in from this flame. It's very present and very alive. The color of this flame is amber, representing the new double helix energy that flows in from the center of the universe. Feel this powerful fifth dimension energy rising up from the second chakra to fill the solar plexus chakra at your navel. Know that this healing energy is arising from the flame and merging with your own kundalini as well as your inner fire. Let the top of the flame begin to rise until it reaches your navel. The top of the flame comes to a fine point. If you follow the flame down, it gets wider, encompassing the second chakra. While its tip reaches your navel, your flame is spreading below, filling your abdomen. This is the receiving chakra, and you are choosing to receive this energy flowing in from the fifth dimension to help you stay centered, clear, well-balanced, and healthy. It encourages the body not to allow any foreign matter to penetrate it. Allow this flame to rise until the tip reaches the center of your chest, which is your heart chakra. The new heart chakra is a brilliant yellow, so we're allowing the amber flame to pierce through the solar plexus, which is now your green chakra, and up to the heart center, which is the brilliant yellow. And it will expand up to your 10th chakra, which is your new heart center.
Now that the tip of the flame has reached the heart, see how your center solar plexus chakra is being filled with this light as well. As you feel the nourishing and expanding warmth of your inner flame, you also sense that things are being consumed by the fire, such as fear, impatience, judgment. All the negative forces that are within you are now being consumed by the fire, and the love of the universe, the universal love, is spreading throughout that area. Sense that things being consumed are your limiting thoughts, your limiting beliefs, feelings, and the patterns that you don't need around you. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath into your abdomen and allow this burning to take place. Let the flames fill the hollow of your stomach with positive and powerful energy. As the widening flame engulfs the center of your heart, feel that flood of tingling energy as your heart wounds are mended. Now let the flame continue its rising. It's going to begin to go out the center of your back and form a circle. It reaches up over the top of the head and pierces the 10th chakra about 20 feet above you. And then it falls down again and back to the 4th chakra, the heart center. Then back out through the back and up into the 10th chakra. This is the amber flame of light, the new 5th dimension love center. Is called the circle of light. Breathe into it. Let the flame continue its rising. The tip is traveling up from your heart, going into your throat, going into your shoulders, going into your lungs with its healing heat. Feel how your body is now emerged with the pure life center energy, with aliveness, with passion, with creative energy. Breathe that in. Feel the warmth, feel the joy, and feel the love. Know that you are centered, whole, and complete. Now you can begin your new mantra. May I always be present to show the path of light and love to the pathless and the suffering, wanderers of life. If they should not understand or be open to this inner realization, may I abide in patience from the depth of loving kindness. May I continue to carry your love throughout the day, and may it touch the heart of anyone that I see, interchange with, talk to, or think about. I lovingly send this light to all of my loved ones, my family members, and the people that matter, as well as to the others that I do not know. May I be aligned with my soul purpose and aligned with everyone I meet in this light of love, kindness, joy, and wellness. May I create a plan of action helping to accomplish the healing and removal of any negative energy that has come forth on the planet to destroy the body. My body is my temple. It is filled with your light every day. Thank you, Spirit, for being with me, for supporting me, and for supporting this purpose. May this energy, the 5th dimension energy of amber light, clear any blocks that are stopping me from knowing, achieving, and living for my divine purpose. May I discover the secret of how to keep this energy and alignment within me, moving ahead as I walk my path throughout the year. Thank you for your kindness to me and for the world. Thank you for your presence in our lives, even when we are scared and concerned. Thank you for your patience, your understanding of our struggles, and for your joy of being in our lives. Thank you, God, for your love. Thank you, God, for your vast and deep understanding. Thank you, God, for all of this and more that you pour forth to us without end. In the name of the heart, the head, and the hand, I send blessings to all unseen people and all people that are dear to me and all people that have ever touched my life. I know that I am strong. I know that I am centered. I know that I am love. I know that I receive love. I know that I give love. And I know that I am. And so it is.